Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hope you guys are all having a good Friday. We are having... I mean, I'm having a decent one. I don't know about you.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good so far. Definitely.
Good. Well, we are very excited to bring you a book review today of a book that we mentioned, I think, last week that we had just recently both finished. Mm-hmm. And that is The Case of the Alperton Angels by Janice Hallett. Janice Hallett? I don't know how to say her first name.
I think I said Janice.
I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, Janice? I feel like it could be either.
Well, something.
Yeah. So anyway, that's who we're reviewing today is her book. And as I think we previously said, Haley wasn't a super huge fan of the first book of hers that we read, The Appeal.
Well, yeah. The first one that of hers that we've read, it wasn't her first book, The Appeal. I think that came out like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now. I cannot remember. Well, especially because it's a new year. A couple of years ago. And I just didn't like it. I think I like the concept of the format. So a lot of her books, especially it looks like this kind of new round of books that she's been releasing are very much of like here are like text messages or emails or people's transcribed conversations. It's like a collection of documents and you are taking those documents and reading them. And especially like at the start of this book specifically, she says, like, do with it as you will, take it to the police or not. Mm-hmm. This is what we found. This is the research, you know, whatever. So it's another really interesting play where I feel like this is like at least the second or third book that we have read this year so far that like kind of give the reader a authority in the story, or they bring the reader into the story. Mm-hmm. I think I've read 3 or 4 books so far this year, and I've not read that many that are talking to the reader or including the reader. So I am very much enjoying that.
Oh, same.
But yeah, with The Appeal, it was just like, I think the storyline itself did not intrigue me. There wasn't really anything like about the plot that kept me going, because very early on, I figured out what was happening. Mm. And so I wasn't like, oh, I want to know what's going on. I was like, oh yeah, this is for sure what's going on. And then I just waited and waited and waited until they finally revealed it. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff. Yeah, I was correct. I've been seeing a lot of stuff online too lately, which I think I've sent you a couple things, but I'm not really on social media that much anymore. That's something else I wanted to bring up, but give me a second. But I've been seeing stuff online where it's like, hey, life is too short to read a book you don't like. And I was just like, oh, because I have this horrible, like, do not doing, like, a DNR, or not, no, do not resuscitate.
No,
but did not finish. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I've been seeing a couple of those, and I'm like, you know what? That's so true. And there are so many books out there. It's like, I could start a book and like, maybe it would get better. But like, do I really want to take that risk? So I bet you anything, sure, if I was reading The Appeal now, I probably wouldn't have finished it. I would have a hard time fighting with myself to let it down. But this one specifically with the Alperton Angels, the plot intrigued me immediately.
Plot's so good.
And I was literally like reading as much as I could when I could, trying to figure out what was happening, trying to see like, how is she going to spin this? Is this going to go like kind of supernatural? Is this going to be more of like a realistic explanation? Where are we going with some of this? And so the whole time I was like, what's for real? Like, what's the truth? What's going on? And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So did I. So I will give a little synopsis for our reader or listeners who haven't read the book. So the case of the Alperton Angels, like Haley says, it starts with, it's in, including the reader, you open the book and it says you have found a, what is it, like a safe deposit box?
Yeah.
That has this information about a case, a previously closed case.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read this information and then it is up to you in the end what you decide to do with it. You can go to the police or you can close the safety deposit box again and mm-hmm. leave it. So mm-hmm. automatically very intriguing. What's going on with the safety deposit box? What's in there? And as you're reading the information, a lot of it is emails, text correspondence, and transcriptions from audio conversations. And so the case itself is from almost 18 years ago. There was a cult called the Alperton Angels who believed themselves to be angels and then died in a massive like group suicide. And they had like a baby in the cult and the baby was rescued as well as the young parents, the young couple that also survived. And the baby is now almost going to be 18, which means that the identity is like legally allowed to be revealed. So
they're trying to figure out who it is.
Yes. So two different journalists are kind of competing to figure out who the Alperton Angel angel baby is. And as well as like covering the case, kind of bringing it to light again and finding a lot more information than they would have expected. And things start to seem not like how they were presented in the media. So very intriguing. You also get like some like movie or like screenplay and like a book that were both like inspired by the Alperton Angels case that get like sprinkled in there as well. And it's just very, it's a very intriguing case of cult gone wrong, or was it?
Or was it?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So Haley, what did you rate this book?
I can double check on my Goodreads. I think I did 4.5 stars. Let me double check here.
I know, but I'm trying to look for myself as well.
I couldn't give it. Okay, I think I said 4. Apparently, I said 4 stars. Let me
see
what
five.
I said on Fable. Just to double check, because Fable does let me do...
0.5 stars.
Yes. Hold on really quick. If you guys haven't been on Fable yet, I would highly, highly recommend.
Same. Fable's so fun. It's like Instagram/Twitter, but only for books. So
yes.
And then there's like book clubs, and you can get ebooks there as well. You can purchase ebooks. It's a grand old time.
Yes. So it looks like I also here, I think, did a 4-star.
Okay.
I think I did a 4-star. Yep, 4-star. My review says a very solid read. Very intriguing plot and makes you question what's real and what isn't. Lots of plot lines are colliding and some are just red herrings.
Mm.
Very true.
It was a very good book. I gave it 5 stars and I said, this book is so easy to read. And if you only focus on that, you'll miss the absolute banger of a story. Absolutely could not put this one down. I enjoyed the appeal, but I loved the mysterious case of the Alperton Angels.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I read it in almost a single sitting.
I read a lot of it in a very short amount of time as well. I read like half of it in the car on our way to go skiing.
Yes.
Which was fun. But yeah, I think the thing that set this one apart for me, cult, you know, guys, I love cults. I've already mentioned that so many times, but also just like the overall feel of just this journalist diving into this case. Like it felt like a thriller book, but in a totally different way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think for me, that was something that intrigued me, whereas the last one kind of felt like a Leanne Moriarty, but different, like the appeal, you know what I mean? And so with the Alperton Angels, I think what started to really capture my attention is there is a specific plot line that is like a screenplay. Was it called Divine, I think? And so this journalist starts to reach out to all these people, and she kind of like pretends so many times of like, oh my gosh, like I loved watching your documentary on this, or I totally read your whole book about this. Did you contact anyone in particular? Like, she's just trying to network. Uh-huh. She's like networking for the first chunk of it, and like lies up her nose, you know, whatever. She's just like totally pretending in so many ways to try to like get these connections. And one of them that she stumbles across is this guy. And then it's so fun because you have like these like kind of like your Thursday Murder Club fans, like people who are your Thursday Murder Club, like, oh, we're like your local like grandma, grandpa, or small town book club, but we also dive into cold cases, and we would love for you to look at some of our research. Like, it's so cute. So it's not just like, you know, pretty heavy like text stuff her trying to look up all this. It's very light.
It's so funny
and so hilarious.
Yeah, I guess explain. Just it's so funny. Yeah, it's like a cozy. Yeah. I would say it's like a cozy mystery, but then it does really have like a serious twist.
Yes. And so one of the things that she reaches out to is this guy who's like amateur screenwriter, and he wrote this script kind of encompassing like what this would look like from the cult people's perspective, and like, you know, all this, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she gets snippets of it. And for me, when I was reading it, that was when the story actually really started to come to life.
Okay.
Like, as someone who has read a lot of scripts,
you have,
and like, I was like, I can see this playing out. Oh my goodness. Like, it felt like, I was like, this could be a show. Like, I literally was like, this could be a show. Which is like such a, you know, props to the author for creating so many of these different voices through each character. And one thing that we have not mentioned, which maybe you did, I maybe missed it, but besides our main character, there is another journalist who is doing some, did you say that?
I said that there was two journalists kind of competing.
Okay. Yeah. But they're trying to like, they're also working together, but also they're trying to like kind of undermine each other at the same time, which is
it's so funny. They like prank each other, and it's so funny.
Yes, they prank each other, and then there's like, oh, but now we're actually going to kind of work together. And okay, well, your agent says you can go about it this way. Well, my agent says I'm going to go about it this way, but ultimately they want to find the baby. Who is this baby? What has happened to the baby? Mm-hmm. And that's really the driving factor of the whole story.
Yeah. I don't think that I want to do a spoiler section for this book unless
I don't
want
think
to.
We need
to. Okay.
No,
I don't think we do. I think the crazy thing is, like I said in my review, not only is it fun to read because of the mixed media aspect, but it's also like an incredibly crazy plot line. It's not so crazy that it doesn't make sense. Like, I think that they do a thorough job of kind of explaining everything, how it pops up, but it's so much more twisted and intertwined than you would even think. There's a lot of very like shocking reveals, especially at the very end. And also what I really loved as well is this book kind of goes somewhere that a lot of, if not almost all, mystery/thriller books don't ever go to. It kind of went this extra level just to kind of show like the seriousness of the situation. Like, it was a cozy mystery for a while, and then it was like, oh, this is actually like a super huge deal. So I really enjoyed that of the book.
Yeah. I did too. I think for me, with that big shift, there was definitely something that happened in the plot that started to change the trajectory of the story. So like, I feel like we can maybe mention this part, which I don't think is really giving anything away. Okay. So like, the first part of it is, you know, these two journalists kind of competing and whatever. And there's all these like people trying to, you know, like I said earlier, like, hey, I wrote a script, or hey, I've got this TV show, or hey, we're like a book club and we'd love to help you, or whatever. And she's trying to filter through what does she actually want to pay attention to. And I love that, like, I know I said this earlier, but there's also like transcripts of different conversations that the main journalist has, and her transcriber. What would that girl's name be? What is like, I her I don't know, stenographer. It's like,
hold on, I can look at it. I have my book with me. But anyway, she like writes it.
she like makes comments in like the transcription, and she says like, I took this part out because you didn't really need to like talk about what coffees you ordered or things like that. And like,
oh, she adds transcribed. Okay. Transcribed by Ellie Cooper.
So she adds
she's so funny.
Humor.
I think she's my favorite character in the whole book.
Yeah, she's great. And then at one point when these two journalists are kind of going back and forth, the boy journalist, he is like, hey, I actually got an interview with the guy that got locked up for all of this.
And she's like, what? Let me go with you. That's not fair.
Yeah. And so he's like trying to hold it over her and stuff like that. But then they like, you know, they both see a couple other people or talk to other people. But I would say when they actually do go and see this guy, that is when the big shift happens in the plot.
Yes.
And it starts to be like on this totally different trajectory. It's like the, it was like the butterfly effect or something. It's like that one thing that changes and the whole trajectory of everything else goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like the very ending is very intriguing to me because, there's a lot, like what I said in my review as well, there's a lot of different, plot points that all start to collide.
Yes.
And I think at one point I was getting like, I was like, wait a second. So like, I feel like this is attached to this, or we're covering up something here, but then this is also happening. But then what's real? Like what's true? Like what's actually, and eventually when you find it all out, and I know you and I talked about it to kind of give some clarity, it was like, okay, I see what's happening here, because you are getting different accounts. Like she talks to this one police officer was there, and that one police officer has one story to say, but then the same, a different police officer was there as well, and they're bringing something else. And then there's like names thrown around. It's like, who is this random girl? And why does this girl, like at one point, I remember one police officer, they said her name was Marie Claire. And this one girl she was like, I think she was like blonde and really like smiley, or she kind of came out of the, I don't know, something description. And then this other one's like, oh no, she was French. But she was like black, I think. And she was like this. And then at one point, and so as the reader, you're like, wait a second. And as the journalist, she's like, wait a second. I'm so confused. Like, you know, so you're tracking with her because you are trying to piece the puzzle together with, what's our main girl's name again? The journalist girl? I cannot remember.
Her name's like a longer name, but they always call her by a nickname. Let me see. Amanda.
Oh yeah.
They call her Amanda.
Yeah. So you're tracking along with her, and you're just like both trying to figure out again, like what I said earlier, what's real and what's not real, and who is trying to cover their butt and who is actually telling the truth. But yeah, and also too, like I said, I love all the cult stuff. There was a lot of nods to that. There was a lot of like weird, you know, things drawn on the floor, and then this like potential sacrifice that had happened and stuff like that. And you're just like, what? And so in some ways, like if that stuff messes with you, like just be forewarned.
Yes, but that's,
but it's not like.
It's not like weird, creepy slash trying to convince you of anything. It's just like, this is what happened. And I feel like it's very obviously trying to guide you towards the fact that this is not a good thing.
No. And I think one of the things that was the biggest, like, continuing forward and like drawing me in and just wanting me to keep turning the page is the same thing that was keeping those two journalists up.
Yeah.
Like, who is this baby?
Yeah.
What actually happened to this baby?
And you do find out who the baby is.
Thank goodness you do.
You asked me too. You were like, do we find out who the baby is? Yes, you do.
Because I was like, this will kill me if we read this whole book and nothing is answered. Because at one point, and again, I can't remember if you actually said this detail because I know we're not trying to do spoilery, but like you said, you did say, like, when they turn 18, their identity can be revealed. But before that, it's like a sealed case. Like, no one's supposed to know what had happened or whatever. And so I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, if we go through this whole thing and they still say, and the baby was unknown,
oh,
and
my
the baby
gosh
could still be walking around today, I would have been so mad.
No, you do find out, thankfully.
I need all the details. So I just think, again, that attests to her writing.
And yes.
Of how, how she was able to connect all these random dots into a story that somewhat made sense and you could figure it all out. And it was like, there were no missing pieces at the very end because there were a lot of balls in the air. And she did a great job. So because I enjoyed this one, I'm a little bit more.
Are you going to read other ones?
Intrigued. I'm more open to it because honestly, after Appeal, I was like, I'm not even going to give her our rule of like, I'm going to try a couple.
Oh my gosh, really?
I was like, I don't even want to pick her up. This is horrible.
I have added the Twyford code to my Amazon cart right now.
Are you going to buy it?
I don't know, maybe.
Maddie is going to purchase the next book.
I also added Death Comes to Marlowe, which is the second book in the Marlowe Murder Club series that I just finished yesterday. Oh. So I'm also like, ooh,
go for
that?
I'm here for you. And I would love to hear you click checkout / what is it? What's the last one? What is it? Checkout and then purchase.
Purchase. Where's your brain, miss? And actually, buying these two books would only cost me $24.
Oh my goodness. That's so cheap.
I know. Should I just
For
two books. Should I just do it?
So you must have really liked the Marlowe Murder.
Oh, I gave it 5 stars.
Wow.
I did. Okay. I'm just going to buy it right now. The Twyford Code.
Death Comes
and Death Comes to Marlowe. Purchase.
Woo-hoo. Wow. Good for you.
I love books. So
I love them.
You know how when I was packing with you for my current location and I was like, please help me figure out what books to bring. Guess how many of those books I have read?
Two.
Literally zero.
Oh my goodness. Are you reading all your birthday?
I'm reading all the books the book of the month books, library books, books that I've gotten for my birthday.
None of
the stuff that I actually already owned and brought with me did I read.
So then, okay, so you just been, so do you have any other thoughts about?
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you, would you have turned in all that information to the police or not?
Oh. Because that's what you are asked at the very beginning of the book. Hmm. That is a really good question because throughout the book, you find out, which I don't think, again, is a spoiler, you start to notice that people who start to come forward with information, something bad happens to them or something in their life, something happens. And so then I would think to myself, if I turn all of this in, what if someone has a hit on me?
Oh,
like,
true.
What if I would be, you know, I'm like, oh, crap. So that would be my first thought, not like all of the messiness that would, what it would uncover, because I don't necessarily care about that. I would more so be like, is someone about to come try to get me, is what my thought would go to. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Unless, like, if I did that, I was like, you guys need to make sure that I'm safe.
Yeah, I was just whatever, thinking, like, or is there a way to do it, like, anonymously? Like, drop off that information at, like, I don't know, like a...
I don't know, but then someone... You could still be tracked. Like, someone's tracking.
I know. I'm not sure. It's a great question. I feel like...
It's a great question.
I don't know. First of all, why am I reading that information in the first place, you know?
How do you even have
it? Why do I even have it? If I...
How do you even have the key?
Yeah, exactly.
To open it.
If I already have it, I must be intrigued enough. I don't know.
Well, who knows you have the key?
It's too complicated.
Someone already knows you have the key, then you already are at risk.
I know.
So why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Because if they already know you have the information or you've read it, you're already at risk anyway.
Oh gosh, it's so complicated.
Very complicated. I don't know. What would you do? What's your gut instinct?
Gosh, I feel like my gut instinct is self-preservation and just close it back up. And just like, leave it there. I'm done.
Like, everything's okay. It's all been resolved.
Because
no one needs to know.
I feel like no matter what, like, there is going to be a bad person on the outside who doesn't need to be on the outside. So,
yeah,
that's going to happen either way. So
but also, like, other people have moved on with their life since then. And it's like, as long as you know the real life, like, does it make you feel better that you know the answer, even though...
But again, why am I looking for the answers initially? What's my stake in the game? Am I, you know?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Reader. I don't got the plot line of why I care is not there.
Yeah, is not there. Yeah. That's true. That would really make a big difference.
Yes.
To know what your role is in this theatric would be very helpful.
Yes.
But anyway, so I love this like interact. Like I was saying earlier, I love this reader interaction.
It's so nice
because the book that we're going to be reviewing next week also has reader interaction, which is so fun. So that's what I'm saying. Like multiple have been like that this year so far, especially even like the first book of the year, Midnight's the Darkest Hour, where it's like reader, you get to choose the ending.
Yeah, true.
Like stuff like that. There's so many different books so far this year that have been like that. So I am enjoying that element, and I think it is very intriguing. Like, it makes you question, what would you do? And I think that's a really fun thing for authors to kind of be stepping into, because I feel like that's something that only a couple authors had been doing in the past, and now I feel like they're realizing, oh, like, our readers are very invested in the world we create.
So
like,
might as well include them. Yeah, add them into it.
Yes, I love it. It's very fun.
All right. So, Haley, what are you reading right now?
As the recording of this, I am reading The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins. I am like halfway through, I think, somehow, which is going very fast. And it reminds me of the Riley Sager book, whatever it's called.
We talked about this, and I didn't even look up the title. Okay. I was just like, Riley Sager. Hold on. I got it right now. Hold on. The Only One Left.
The Only One Left. It reminds me of a mixture of The Only One Left and a little bit of like Evelyn Hugo, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then also a little bit of like, I gotta think about this. There's like another one it kind of reminds me of too. But essentially what it is this husband and wife live in Colorado and have like a fairly regular life. But you come to find out that the husband is actually like the heir to a bunch of money and was adopted at a young age by this like heiress in like North Carolina who comes from a ton of money. And she's kind of infamous of like having multiple husbands and like all these things like that. And, but he's like, something happens, you know, and he's like, I just don't want anything to do with this house, you know, because the house has a name, you know, it's like the house is a character too, which is fun. But he's like, I don't want to have anything to do with that world anymore. So he moves away, he meets his wife, they get married, they have a life together. But then his adopted mom, this heiress lady, dies. And so now he has to figure out like, and his family who have all stayed back in that area are like, are you going to come like help us out? You technically are in charge of this estate. Like everything's falling apart. Like, you know, like, are you going to come and be a part of cleaning this all up? And he's like, I don't really want to go back there, you know? And so, but the wife seems like she's got a couple secrets of her own. Like it sounds like she's done her own like Google searching of his family and stuff like that. She stalks one of his cousins on Instagram, and she's like, he doesn't know that I know who she is, so I'm gonna pretend that he doesn't know. Like, so she is like, if he doesn't want to act like he's from money, that's awesome, but also I cannot believe I'm married to this guy that's from like all this money. I've gotten to a point where they have just come to the house and they've met some of the family members, but not all of the reasons as to why he has left have been revealed. But the reason that I'm thinking that it reminds me of some of these other stories is that dispersed within these chapters of like this main storyline, you have letters that his mom wrote, like, and she's like, well, I feel like it's time for me to kind of tell you guys all the truth. I'm like this old lady now. And I'm like, I know my time is short. So I'm going to like reveal everything. I'm going to tell you everything that happened. I'm going to like essentially lay out everything for you. I'm not going to like BS anything. And so you get to hear about like how she grew up and like, cause she has her own like infamous story as well and situations. And like, so that's why I'm kind of like, it's like a little bit like Evelyn Hugo, but also kind of like the Riley Sager, where it's like, she's got her own history and secrets and stuff like that. And it's really good. It's a very quick read. And I'm excited to see what else gets laid out through those two like storylines and the way that they're kind of complementing each other.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I guess I didn't really even know what the plot line was about. I just was like, sure.
I remember we tried to read a synopsis about this book, and I think we even talked about it on the episode or on an episode, and I was just like, you know what, this sounds kind of confusing, but I really liked the villa, so let's hope that it's a good one. And so honestly, when I saw that it came out, I put it on hold the library and just waited and waited until it was available, and now I finally have it, and I'm like, you know what, I'm kind of glad that I didn't try to like remember what it was about, because now that I'm reading it, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of me trying to sit and figure it out based on what the synopsis is, it's like, oh, I see, that makes a lot of sense to me now.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So Mad, what are you reading since you just finished a book yesterday?
So I am going to be starting, haven't actually started it yet, is The Disappearance of Astrid Brickard by Natasha Lester. It is the last book that I had gotten in my February book of the month box. It is a thick book. I think it's like almost 500 pages, but it's been described as kind of like a mixture between like Daisy Jones and the Six meets like fashion. So
yeah,
it has like different plot lines. I think it's got three different generations, three different plots. So there's like a modern day, and then there's like a 1970 where there's the designer Astrid Brickard, and she's determined to change the fashion world. And then it says, just as she's about to, her fashion career is about to take off, she mysteriously vanishes, leaving behind only a silk white dress. And then it also looks at a 1917 plot line about Mizza Brickard, who is, it says her prom has made a parentless 16-year-old Mizza Brickard has made to be a there's a word missing. Made a promise. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Made a promise to be remembered on her own terms. Her promise sustains her through turbulent decades in volatile couture houses until finally her name is remembered and a legend is born, one that proves impossible for Astrid and Blythe to distance themselves from. Blythe is she's the daughter of Astrid.
The fashion designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Carries I multiple intrigued generations.
By that. Mm-hmm. Definitely intrigued by that. But I was like, wasn't super drawn to the writing. That's like one of my, I've said this so many times, I love that little spot at the bottom of book of the month for each of the books where it gives you like actually a glimpse of what those first couple pages are, because that's like one of the things that always helps me figure out what books do I want to read, which is going to intrigue me. And actually that's the reason why when I finally picked from my book of the year, which we ended up, you know, you guys probably heard the episode, we went off about it. We finally both chose Sharkheart as our book of the year, like freebie. And because we have copies of other things and stuff like that. And not that we didn't want the romance, but I wasn't super drawn to the winner this year.
Yeah, same.
But the reason I picked Sharkheart was because of the little like snippet at the bottom. I don't even think I had done that before. And the way it was written, I love it. Like, I love dialogue. And I was just like, yes, this is it. This is going to flow. I love this voice here. So I think the fashion book sounds really interesting. So I'm excited to hear what your thoughts are about it. But when I read that little little snippet, I wasn't
like in the writing as much.
That's fair. Yeah.
All right. I will let you know how it goes. I'm excited. I hope it should be good.
Yeah. And how many books did you get again in that last box?
March or February?
March.
Six.
Like the most possible?
Yeah, literally the most possible, because normally you can only get five, but then I could get six.
Wait a second. And then you just bought how many books on Amazon?
Two. Almost three, but I removed one.
What? What one did you not do?
It was just this random one that popped up called The Three Dahlias that was like, it said it was like vintage murder mystery. And I was like, that sounds interesting.
No, I think I've heard of that actually.
Really? I had not heard of it before, but I looked interesting, but I decided to put it aside because I was like, I should read more about it before I just decide to purchase this.
True.
But it was blurbed by Janice Hallett. So.
Oh my, you were like, this has to be a good connection.
Yeah, it literally says, an absolute treat of a read with all the ingredients of a vintage murder mystery. And that's all I know about it.
Well, sounds like you're about to go add it to your car again.
It's at least in my want to read for now.
Awesome. All right, well, you guys, next week, we are going to be coming at you with another book review because we've been reading the same stuff lately, which is so
we
fun.
Have been.
I always
it
love
is.
When we do that. And you can do the sign up because that's what you always do.
All right, you guys, thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.